to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. Come on, Dolphins fans. Time to fins up.
Good morning, Dolphins fans, and how are you today? And thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily. I am your host, Tom Earnessy, on this Friday, March 22nd. And we're going to have a brief show this morning, just going to go over some news that happened on Thursday. And obviously one of the smaller stories for the Miami Dolphins was the re-signing of Mike Hull. I know. Everyone keep your excitement down just a little bit. Mike Hull was re-signed by the Miami Dolphins on a one-year contract, and he is expected to be back to add a little bit of depth to linebacker, but Mike Hull's most important role, as we know, is going to be on special teams. He is a pretty good special teams player for the Miami Dolphins, and that is primarily why he is back. Now, he is not guaranteed anything with this new regime when it comes to a roster spot, so he's going to have to work extremely hard to be able to make this roster. The one-year contract is not going to do anything for the Dolphins if they decide to release him this summer as a cap casualty by working their way to the 53-man roster. The second bit of news is a little bit more in-depth and has a little bit more of context for the Miami Dolphins. It was reported yesterday that the Miami Dolphins are doing their homework with quarterbacks, especially in this draft, and that is what led to Matt Moore and other Dolphins officials being in attendance for Drew Lock's pro day, where Drew Lock looked fantastic. The kid's got a laser rocket arm. He has decent mobility. He looks the part of a starting quarterback, and there is definitely projections that he will be going in round one of this upcoming draft. So what does that mean when it comes to the Miami Dolphins and looking at this draft class and what they're really thinking about? So Locke met with the Dolphins at dinner last night and has a private visit set up as well. So what does this all mean? Well, first off, Chris Greer, Brian Flores, and the Miami Dolphins front office and coaching staff understand and know. The most important thing coming into this draft is you still need to find a potential future signal caller. With everybody talking about the 2020 draft, it makes no sense. No sense that the Dolphins would just sit on their hands and wait for the 2020 draft. We know the quarterbacks that are going to be in that class. We know how great and potential great those quarterbacks are going to be. But it'd be silly for the Dolphins to believe that one of those three potential quarterbacks next year will just fall in their lap without having to move up. So they're doing their due diligence this year, and they are looking at all facets and all the top three quarterbacks: Kyler Murray, Dwayne Haskins, who they saw at his pro day on Wednesday, and have set up a private meeting with him down in Davie during the draft process as one of the 30 players they're able to bring in to their facility. So it's no surprise that Drew Lock has met with the Miami Dolphins, had a dinner. They also had a whiteboard session. So they were drawing up plays, and Lock would go to the whiteboard and draw the play up. So they're looking for the smarts. They saw his ability in regards to the arm. And needless to say, I'm fully on board with Miami Dolphins if they believe that their quarterback is sitting in this draft class, and one of these quarterbacks potentially could fall in their lap. Kyler Murray, I believe, is a pipe dream. He's never going to reach the Miami Dolphins. Dwayne Haskins, Drew Lock, those are possibilities. You know, after the Giants, if the Giants don't select a quarterback, then it's going to be a free-for-all. then these two quarterbacks in Haskins and Locke may potentially continue to drop. How far they drop is the question. You got a team like Washington sitting behind the Miami Dolphins that may trade up to get a future signal caller, because we don't know the future of Alex Smith at this point, and we know Case Keenum is just a stopgap. Drew Locke also is going to be a quarterback that's going to fall. He's not going to be taken in the top five, top six, top seven picks. But if he is there at 13, the Dolphins have a really serious decision to make when it comes to Drew Locke. Do you believe Drew Locke is the quarterback? First question, obviously, the Dolphins have to ask themselves. Is he the quarterback that you can see yourself building around over the next 5 years? Is he the quarterback that Chad O'Shea believes can lead his offense? And if the answer is yes, then you make the selection. If you fully believe he's the guy, you have to make the pick. You can't wait. You cannot wait for the following season. It'd be silly to do that. Why? Tua can go back to school. Justin Herbert then becomes the number one quarterback in the class. And then you have Jake Fromm, who, by all accounts, is going to be the third quarterback, really, in this class next year. And there's no guarantees the Dolphins are going to fall in the picks 1 through 4. There's no guarantee. So are the Dolphins willing to part with a ton of capital of their rebuilding phase to move up in the 2020 draft to get their guy? A little bit more on Drew Locke. Drew Locke career at Missouri, by the way, he's 6'4", 225 pounds. So he's got the prototype body for the NFL. His career at Missouri, 56.9% completion percentage. That's a little bit scary. However, his senior season, he was 62.9. That's much better. In the NFL, you got to really be 65% and above to be a viable NFL quarterback. You got guys like Drew Brees hitting over 70% of his passes. I mean, you have to be able to hit the guy in the hands and make sure that those completions happen. So, back to that. 56.9% completion percentage, 12,193 yards passing. So he played four seasons for Missouri. 12,193 yards, 7.9 yards per attempt. That's actually pretty decent. 99 touchdowns and 39 interceptions, had a quarterback rating of 138.8. I still don't understand the college ratings when it comes to the quarterback position, because it is night and day different from the NFL system. But in his junior season, Drew Locke threw 44 touchdowns to 13 interceptions. That got him on the map. That got him on the radar. Last season, 28 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. So dropped the interceptions, and obviously the touchdown rate went down. But there was definitely good flashes with Drew Locke. So, again, the question, if Drew Locke falls to number 13 in the lap of the Miami Dolphins, do the Miami Dolphins select Drew Locke? I don't know. I really don't. I it's been a very interesting offseason, to say the least, when it comes to the Miami Dolphins. And to anyone who says they know what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, when they're going to do it, is kidding themselves. No one knows what the Dolphins are doing. Remember, this is smokescreen season. This is all smoke and mirrors. The Dolphins can say, yeah, 2020 is where we're looking for a quarterback. Of course you're going to say that. You're going to want other teams to believe, yeah, we're not going to worry about it. This quarterback's going to be on the board when we pick. Such as like the Washington Redskins. Maybe even the Pittsburgh Steelers might look at a quarterback. I know they took Mason Rudolph last season in the second round, but that doesn't mean that he's going to be the guy. You can't wait for your quarterback. You have to go get your guy. If you believe Haskins is your quarterback, if you believe Kyler Murray is your quarterback, or even Drew Locke is your quarterback in round one, you either make your move or if they fall in your lap, you have to make the selection. Dolphins have Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's 37 years old. He's not your quarterback for the next two seasons. He's your quarterback for 1 year. Essentially how that contract looks. He's your guy one season. So you're either going to throw out a second-year player, or your rookie's going to start at some point during a disappointing 2019 season, or you're going to start a full-on rookie in 2020 to be your quarterback. Because Ryan Fitzpatrick, I don't believe, is going to be here after 1 year. Get your guy. If one of these guys is it, get him. Don't wait. Because you never know. Justin Herbert, Jake Fromm, Tua, all these guys right now look the part and will be franchise-changing quarterbacks for somebody. But what if they fall flat on their face and you passed up on an opportunity like a Dwayne Haskins or Drew Lock or Kyler Murray? And those guys, after one season, prove that they are going to be future Pro Bowl quarterbacks. And these other guys fall flat on their face. Just never know. Get your guy if you have to. I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up today's show, and I'll get into my mock draft that will be dropping here at some point today on Friday and kind of give you a little preview on that. I'll be back right after these words.
The DolphinsTalk.com podcast network brings you only the best podcasts covering the Miami Dolphins. With fins up, fans down, welcome to Perfectville, the same old Dolphins show, the Landon and Jeff show, as well as DolphinsTalk.com daily podcast. You will get in-depth coverage from diehard passionate Miami Dolphins fans each and every week. Be sure to listen to all these great podcasts and check them out at DolphinsTalk.com.
Welcome back, and thank you again for listening in today. One quick topic before I get into mock draft preview, before that launches officially on DolphinsTalk.com today. The Miami Dolphins, we understand one thing that they did last week, which was trade Ryan Tannehill for a fourth-round pick in 2020 and a swap of 6 and 7 by eating some of that salary. Why am I bringing this up? Because there's another player right now that the Dolphins are looking to move in a trade, and that is Robert Quinn. But there is a delay with anything happening at this point. And this is the reason why. And this is coming from the Dolphins Wire from USA Today. And Kyle Krabs wrote an article regarding what could be the delay here with Robert Quinn. So Kyle goes on to say, the Quinn visit came and went, and there's been no traction ever since. What happened? What's the holdup? Considering the ramifications for Dallas, they may be making sure they aren't bidding against themselves. Kind of like they were with Amari Cooper bidding against themselves. So if Dallas is going to potentially bring in Robert Quinn in a trade, two things. They want to make sure they don't give up as much draft capital as they think they really need to if there's another team bidding. That other team could be the New Orleans Saints, but at this point, Robert Quinn has not visited the Saints in person to potentially discuss a situation of a contract extension with the Saints, as both of those teams are looking for pass rushers for sure. So with reported interest also coming from the Saints, the Dolphins are assuredly trying to press the issue for compensation. And right now we understand that the asking price for Robert Quinn will be a pick in 2020. And the Dolphins have made it known that they will look to eat some of that salary for Robert Quinn when they make that trade. So they're essentially trying to buy draft picks, which I 100% love that they're trying to do that. buy your draft picks now, use it with a trade chip of a player, and throw cash with that player to a team so that entices the team to give you the best pick they can. So what's the 2020 pick that they're trying to get? We know they're looking to try to get either a third or a fourth round pick if the Dolphins are going to throw cash at it. So right now Dallas is holding off, waiting to see if Robert Quinn goes to New Orleans. If he does visit the New Orleans Saints, now the Cowboys have competition for his services. So we want two teams pitting against each other because that's going to allow a pick to generate a little bit more value. So can the Dolphins snag a third-round pick for him? Can they get another fourth-round pick for a guy that they're looking to potentially release, as they did with Ryan Tannehill? I'm hoping that's the case. Hoping. And if a team really desperately wants Robert Quinn to be on their roster, and the Cowboys, in my opinion, are the more desperate football team, after DeMarcus Lawrence, who was tagged for the second straight year, said he's not showing up until he gets a new contract. So he's going to take the Le'Veon Bell approach and make the power play, and he'll sit until he gets his contract. So Cowboys are in search. Randy Gregory is out. David Irving is gone. So their defensive line is in flux, and they do not have a first-round draft pick this year. So they need help on the defensive side of the ball. And they have limited cap space too. So I applaud Chris Greer for the work that he's doing behind the scenes right now with the Miami Dolphins and, you know, pitting two teams against each other for Robert Quinn, who the Dolphins traded a fourth-round pick for last year to acquire him, now may look like it's a genius move if they can snag a 2020 third-round pick or a 2020 fourth-round pick. So if that trade was to go through, the Dolphins draft picks right now as it sits have first-round pick, second-round pick, potentially two-thirds with a compensatory pick for Juwan James. Two-fourths, they got their 2024 from the Tennessee Titans. Potentially two-fifths, I believe Cameron Wake may give the Dolphins a fifth-round compensation pick as he signed with Tennessee for 2 years, 3 years, $23 million. A sixth and a seventh. I believe that they're not going to get their seventh round for Frank Gore as Ryan Fitzpatrick was signed. So that may end up dwindling away, or the Wake one may be a fifth, maybe a sixth round compensation, not a fifth. So we'll see. But the Dolphins right now are sitting potentially at 10 to 11 draft picks right now before anything happens on draft night. So if the Dolphins don't have a quarterback that falls in their lap, if the Dolphins don't have the right defensive player on the board at 13, this is a deep draft class. You're going to trade back. You can acquire more 2020 draft picks by trading back. I think this is the right move. If you're really building towards the future, you build with draft picks. Not to mention the Dolphins will have $120 million in potential cap space in the 2020 offseason as well. So before I wrap up, I do have a mock draft that is going to be going live on DolphinsTalk.com. This is my mock draft 3.0. A lot of surprises. I think there's going to be a lot of surprises for some when you take a look at the at this draft that I put together. You'll see a surprise at number one, big surprise at number four, even a bigger surprise at number 10. But there is definitely a lot of movers and shakers with the free agency period slowing down a little bit, but the big names and a lot of the spending that happened, it was definitely a lot of good moves, and there's been a lot of movement with draft and the needs. The needs obviously are starting to dwindle for a lot of teams, as teams like the Lions and the Jets, the Packers, all these teams have decided to fill those gaps with free agency instead of the draft. So there's been a lot of changes. I hope you guys check that out. That'll be live on DolphinsTalk.com at some point today. that will be live. And I appreciate everyone for listening. I hope everyone enjoys their Friday. Again, please be sure to go to DolphinsTalk.com for everything related to the Miami Dolphins. Great news, articles, and opinions by our phenomenal staff. A lot of new staff has joined us on the website, as well as check us out on Twitter at Dolphins Talk, and please follow me on Twitter at Dolphins Talk Tom. I appreciate everyone for listening. I am out. Again, enjoy your Friday. We'll be back with another show on Monday featuring myself, and I am out. Fins up. Let's go.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.